Okay, here we go. Top five in order. Colac, St Mary's, South Barwon. Gets tough after that, doesn't it? Gets real tough. I'm going St Joseph's, Newtown.
Well, he had to say St Joey's, didn't he? He was never not going to say St Joey's.
Yeah, or he wouldn't be walking out of the box here. Yeah. It's his son playing in the side. Okay. Your grand finalist and premier.
Grand finalist will be Colac and St Mary's. And the premier for 2022, we'll give it to him now, Colac Football Club.
Wooden Spoon.
St Albans.
Matheson Medal.
Winless.
Ouch.
Shall I?
No.
Matheson Medal. I'm going for a tie.
Right.
Yeah, so better carve out two medals this year. Darcy Lang, Jack Blood, tie.
Right. Mm. Wow, okay.
Yeah, how's that for a combo?
Leading goal kicker.
Bosley from South Barwon, all his.
Big slider.
Biggest slider will be West. Geelong West will be the slider.
Wow. And you
will miss finals by a bit.
Your big improver.
Big improver. I know it was a tough year last year with 7-4, but I think South Barwon will be the one this year for me. I reckon they'll finish in that third position. They'll get themselves a double chance and give themselves a good finals campaign. That will be my big improver this year.
You realise, though, we were third at the end of the home and away season last year.
Yeah, I do, but Joey's beat St Albans and a couple other things, and Joey's could have finished third. So, you know, it was a tough 7-4.
Rock Dog.
17 teams on it.
Your top five?
St Mary's, Colac, Geelong West, Gravedale and St Joseph's.
Your premier and grand finalist?
It'll be St Mary's, Colac grand final with St Mary's saluting.
Oh, was that tough for you to say?
No, I've got great friends at St Mary's.
Wooden Spoon?
St Albans.
Matheson Medal?
Harry Benson, go back to back.
Leading goal kicker?
Bosley will... from South Bale.
Big slider.
Bell Park.
Big improver.
Gravedale.
Right, okay. That is Chris Nichols at Crystal Ball. Jason, you've peered into it during the week, seen the read the tarot cards, and what have you come up with?
Read the tarot cards.
Tea leaves?
Look, Samaris Colac, South Barwon. I think Grovey, I think they have to make it. There's been a lot of talk about them. I've picked Newtown purely on the fact that if they don't, they will have a new coach next year because they have to play finals. So I would suspect now. They've had plenty of time. They've changed it over
Agreed.
A few times. So
Agreed.
I think they were on the cusp last year. They lost a few games they should have won probably. So I think they have to play.
Enough assistance there to choose from if they do.
Absolutely. Yep. Samaris and Colac.
It's a bit more streamlined this
year. Is it? I can't wait to see it.
It's a little bit more streamlined.
Very streamlined, yeah, compared
they ran
to last
apparel.
Year. Samaris and Colac. Grand finalists.
No, they did not.
No, true. No, they did.
No, they did not.
Sorry, that's one thing they won't run out of at Newtown.
Oh, well done.
Good work, Kingy.
Good afternoon to Nigel, sorry, who's probably listening. Well done. Thank you. Samaris and Colac, grand finalists. I think the Tigers will win it, Colac. Wooden Spoon, St Albans. I think the tie to Matheson as well. I think Harry Benson can go back-to-back as well. I think Nick Dixon might win it with him. Nick told me to say that. Leading goal kicker. I reckon Mitch Day might be the leading goal kicker. He'll have to kick a lot of goals for Lara. Big slider. It's hard after a season of 11 games, but I think Joey's might just struggle a little bit. They're going to have to get some early wins, I think, to keep pace. The big improver, well, he keeps telling me every week for the whole cricket season that North Shore are going to improve, so they bloody well better, Nick Dixon, because he's told me that for a long time. So.
And he'll be listening because they don't play till tonight.
Correct. They play at 5:30. He's currently at Geelong College coaching cricket, so don't worry about that. But anyway, yes, they play tonight against Lara, but I think they will improve. They will definitely improve.
All right, and the...
And you?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right, Samaris and Colac. 1-2, and they will be the grand finalist, and the premier will be St Mary's. South Barwon will finish third, West will finish fourth, and win a final for the first time since 1996.
Woof.
97. They last won a final, I reckon.
Jeez, that is a long time. 25 years.
I reckon it's 97.
They played in the grand final that year against North Shore.
96. Oh, 96. They won an elimination. Yeah. I don't think they won a final in 08. I think they lost an elimination final in 08, just off the top of my head. Newtown will finish fifth. The Wooden Spoon will be St Albans. It's going to be tough darts for Alex Totora. We wish him all the best. He's very vibrant personality, having spoken to him on the season countdown, and he's going to need that enthusiasm.
Yep.
Some great news, though. Hayden Elliott has returned from West Adelaide, and in the last 24 hours, Matt McKenzie is back.
That's
a huge addition.
Yep.
So he will play against St Mary's today. The leading goal kicker won't come from Colac because they get too many bloody...
Correct. They share it around too much.
I think the leading goal kicker
You've only had a week to think about
it. I've only had a week to think about it. I know I set this up. No, I think it'll be Bosley. I've wanted to go somebody different, but it'll be Bosley. The slider will be St. Joseph's. And the big improver will be Newtown. And there's a bloke I'm really looking forward to seeing playing for Newtown.
Oh, I know who he is too.
Yep. Liam Fiore.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say the other
Tom Panuccio. Well, no, he's playing VFL.
Oh, right, okay.
He's
so
with the Cats this afternoon.
Fiore goes well too.
But Fiore had that four-goal effort against Richmond in that six-quarter VFL-AFL practice match.
He goes all right, doesn't he?
Kicked the winner, didn't he?
He did, and he looked really good. So that is our look. That is our crystal ball. Brian, put it in the vault, and we'll bring it back out on September 10 or 17, depending on what day.
We might reassess it as we're going.
Final day.
We might go in and see Bryce and say, can you just change this for us? That'd be good.